The U.S. Meat Export Federation just finished hosting a team of European beef buyers. Yuri Barutkin, USMEF representative in the region, has more details in this USMEF report.
We had representatives from Sweden, Norway, Finland, representing Scandinavia, and we had Czech Republic, Poland, Romania, Bulgaria, and Latvia representing Central and Eastern Europe. They were not direct importers of U.S. beef, but the distributors of U.S. beef in their home countries. Most of their clients would be the food service companies, but some of the clients were actually distributors to retail outlets as well. So because they sell a very niche product and a very high-end product, they need to see the story behind U.S. beef so they can see why it is so special and pass that knowledge to their clients in their home countries.
While U.S. beef middle meats sell very well in Europe, Barutkin notes that one of the objectives of the visit was to build demand for more economically priced alternative cuts.
So apart from just seeing the slaughter facilities, seeing the farms, the feedlots, we also paid a lot of attention to the science behind U.S. beef and what makes it so special. We were hosted by the University of Nebraska, where people could get the scientific knowledge into what is behind the U.S. beef. One other thing that we were trying to achieve was to give much more knowledge to them about the alternative cuts and the way they're being used in the United States, the gastronomical and culinary experiences with alternative cuts, because I think this is where we can achieve much more in the European market. And if we can manage to find the best distribution of the cuts, that would help U.S. beef industry to maximize the value of the carcass that they sell in the European Union.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.